This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Clay family has represented Missouri's congressional district since the late 1960s, and incumbent Lacey Clay contends that experience helps the St. Louis region. But Democratic challenger Cori Bush believes she can deliver the change needed for the district that includes St. Louis and St. Louis County. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum breaks down the race.
The Clay-Bush contest is a classic election about change versus experience. Bush contends that she would be a vibrant voice in Congress to push for expanded health care access and tougher environmental regulations. And Bush says she can deliver the same energy for overhauling policing practices that she brought while demonstrating in Ferguson.
The type of leadership that will be bold for us, the type of leadership that will get maced and beaten, but one that will also take it a step further. People are looking at it like, wow, you can do more than one thing. You can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Clay says he's in a better position to accomplish things for the First District. He's a senior member of the House Financial Services Committee and the House Oversight Committee. And he points to his advocacy to change policing policy, including diversifying police departments.
The black community is tired of having racist cops who come from racist communities patrolling their neighborhoods. They need to be able to identify with people that look like them, that understand them.
This is the second election cycle in a row where Clay and Bush have squared off. Clay won soundly in 2018, but Bush has raised much more money this time around. In addition to getting endorsements from prominent politicians like Bernie Sanders, Bush notes that she's more well-known thanks to her appearance in the Netflix documentary, Knock Down the House.
I'm ready to become America's first black congresswoman from the state of Missouri. It's black history, it's St. Louis history, it's Missouri history, and it's U.S. history.
In order to make that history, though, Bush will have to convince black voters to cast their ballots for someone other than Clay. Black voters in North St. Louis and North St. Louis County have stuck with either Lacey Clay or his father, Bill Clay, for more than 50 years.
There's no candidate in this race that can point to any accomplishments that they've done for the black community but me.
The winner of the 1st District Democratic primary will almost certainly head to Congress next year, since winning the August 4th contest is tantamount to election in the overwhelmingly Democratic district. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. St. Louis Public Radio.